producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, there is a lot of stuff going on today in history. It is National Maple Syrup Day. Goat Tapestry, I suppose. National Regifting Day. It would seem to me Regifting Day is in about a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and it's a famous Martha Stewart story, where she's notorious for regifting, but she usually doesn't take the gift, the card out that says, "Dear Martha, hope you enjoy this."
Oh, my gosh.
So for me, I'm one of those people who thinks regifting is perfectly fine. I mean, what difference does it make if you take something that someone has given you, take it back to the store, exchange it for money or whatever, and then get somebody something else? If somebody gives you something that you think they'd like, and assuming you haven't used it, that I think that's perfectly fine. I mean, yeah. I don't have any problem with that. I do think you check to make sure that there's not a gift card to you that says, because it's kind of tacky to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any problem with that. And the Wright brothers, which we'll talk about in a minute. But this day in history will go down for another reason. You folks are living on a day in history. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Star Wars: The Force Awakens, number 7. Breaks Fandango's all-time ticketing record before it opens. Okay? Now you're thinking, well, big deal. People are getting tickets before it opens, and other movies have had a big idea. They have sold more tickets for this on Fandango for any film during its entire theatrical run. It doesn't open for another couple of hours.
Wow.
So think about that. Before it opens, it has sold more tickets than any other movie ever during their entire run.
That's crazy.
This is the day it's going to go down in history. Write it down, folks. Can you believe that?
I can't.
I got to say one thing about it. I've seen the movie. I'll review it for you, and I'll review it during this program. But I'm not going to do any spoilers. You know, one of the things Disney did, when we went to it, first of all, they had one screening. They had one screening in L.A. and one screening in New York. I think they had one in France, I think, as well or something.
Okay.
But the United States one, I think the one in Hollywood was on Monday night and ours was Tuesday night. I guess because Hollywood always gets a leg up on New York because it's Hollywood. And they sent out emails saying, no, they originally said you could bring a guest, and then they sent us an email saying no guests. Now, understand, this is primarily, if not exclusively, for press, all right? They didn't have general screenings. So, and usually if there's, even if there's a big movie, well, usually if it's a huge movie, they only do one screening, but quite often they do multiple screenings at a time. None on this one. Everybody was at the same screening. As I said, if they dropped a bomb on the movie theater, there would be no movies. There would be only theater reviewed for the next decade. Okay, so they said, no guests, no phones, no electronic devices whatsoever, but they'll take your phone away. Now, we were press, they'll take our phone away.
Wow.
No VIP, no late seating, no VIP seating, no, you had to check in on a list, huge line. Now, we're press, so we're not really used to this.
Right.
You had to get an orange armband. They had only had it in one theater. I swear to you, I went to one of the guys from Disney. I said, is it true you're going to blind us? We're allowed to choose which eye, but you're going to blind us. Said, yeah. We were thinking about we'd choose the eye, but we decided, you know, at the last moment to let you guys choose. There were no seats. It started 15 minutes late. And they handed you this little piece of paper that said, basically, if you give away any of the plot, we will come and murder you in your bed and your children and burn your crop. But I must say, so, I mean, this was, so I'm not going to tell, no spoilers here, but I don't do spoilers anyway. I think it's not fair to ruin a movie for somebody, even though the trailers routinely do it, but I'm not going to do it. And Disney has done probably the best job of pre-publicity of any movie I've ever seen. I mean, they've been sending out trailers and stories and merchandise for months. They are saying that the merchandise alone will be worth, are you ready for this, $5 billion.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's a movie, folks. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes. A couple of people have said to me, okay, well, this is what happens. And I said, And I've heard so many wrong stories. There are so many rumors about what actually happened to the movie. And I will neither confirm nor deny, but most of the ones I've heard were wrong. So there you go. But think about it. It has sold more movies. And this was this. I'm trying to see when this actually came out. This came out at noon. So it's what, about an hour and a half ago. So an hour and a half ago, they had sold more tickets than any movie ever for its entire run. And it's an hour and a half beyond that. So what's about an hour beyond it?
Wow. Seems like it's more popular, Star Wars, than it's ever been.
Well, this they're saying, and it the best-selling movie before was Jurassic World.
Okay.
Okay.
That was the newest one?
Yeah. Which I thought was a mediocre movie. This one's much better than Jurassic World.
I didn't see it.
They're saying that millions of tickets are still available for this weekend showtime, although you probably be at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're saying it's a not-to-be-missed cultural event. Apparently people are lined up. Let's see if I can find anything more. They're saying it's a genuine cultural phenomenon. They said the extraordinary ticketing demand is truly unprecedented. It's its top-selling movie of all time, even before it's hit the theaters.
That's so crazy.
All right. They said they're adding new screens and new showtimes every day. I mentioned before that the two most profitable movie theaters in America are in Times Square in New York. Two out of the three. The number one and number three. The number two is actually in L.A. And they're open, at least during the summer. I don't know if they are during the winter, but they're open during the summer 24 hours a day. And I actually went to a movie at one of them at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
It was a long, stupid story, and I don't routinely do things like that. But when you come out into the theater at 2 o'clock in the morning, you expect the place to be deserted, and it's not. It's like high noon. It's just amazing.
I like that.
I mean, there is something kind of fun about it, especially if you've lived in a place where they roll up the sidewalks at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting up more theaters. They said 79% said that seeing The Force Awakens in theaters is a cultural event. 65% indicate that The Force Awakens is part of their holiday plans. 63% are planning to see the movie multiple times on the big screen.
Wow.
It's going to make so much money.
Seriously.
Can you believe that? It is sold. It's the all-time best-selling movie. And it hasn't opened.
It hasn't even opened yet. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Number two is Jurassic World. Three was Hunger Games. Four is Avengers Age of Ultron. And five is The Hunger Games from 2012.
Wow, Hunger Games making two appearances on the list.
Well, yeah, but they're the first and the second one. The third one is in the top ten, but it's not. It didn't do as well.
Okay.
So there you go. So there you go. 27,000 screens nationwide. So we'll see. All right, so I thought part of what we do in celebration is I will review it, but I think part of it. Do you plan to see it, Jake? Have you seen any of the Star Wars?
I've seen them all. I didn't really like the newer ones as much as the classic ones. I'm kind of an old movie type of guy. I don't think I'll see it in theaters. I'll definitely see it after it comes out.
Well, this one, because of the special effects, it's worth seeing in the theater. It's worth seeing on the big screen.
Okay.
Now, they didn't do it on... it's not in 3D, and they didn't do it on a big screen, at least when I saw it. They didn't do it on the IMAX.
Okay.
But it's still worth... For the sound and... You know what? The other reason to see it in the theater, mm-hmm. which I will tell you about when I review it, is the audience. Because the audience, it's kind of like when I went to see The Life of Brian. You know, the audience knows all the lines and, you know, this is worth seeing with an audience. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you today?
Okay. I wanted to quickly share a bit of trivia with you since you are a movie buff, something okay. You might enjoy. And what that is, my first job... Well, I cut grass, I think it was my first job, and cut people's grass. But my second job was I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and there's a theater there which is now restored, the Alabama Theater.
Okay.
And so it'd be interesting if you looked it up for yourself just to see what it is. But there I am, a 15-year-old, and so I had a job as an usher. And in those days, it was a heyday of movies. Everyone would take their date on Friday and Saturday night and go to the movie that was advertised in the newspaper. And so I got to walk around with a flashlight and a tuxedo to usher the girls to their seat and find them a seat in the dark and hold their arm and not let them trip, and their date would follow behind. And that was one of the most fun jobs I ever had.
And it sounds wonderful.
Well, it was. And they have a big organ that lifts up out of the floor on the stage.
Wow.
It has a full theater stage. You should look it up on the internet, the Alabama Theater in Birmingham.
Okay.
And so anyway, but what was the fun I wanted to share with you? What I learned as an usher, you know, sometimes you're not doing too much and you can fill the popcorn machine and a lot of things. But what I learned to do was that, and it was hard to do the first time because of stage fright, but the screen on those big theaters is 90% holes. You can see right through it.
Okay.
So you could walk out in the middle of the stage, in the middle of a movie, and look at the audience from the middle of the stage, right through all those holes
wow.
in the screen. And it's really, if you can ever get a friend in the theater like that to let you do that, that would be, you would really enjoy it, because when you're in the middle of the stage, you're watching the audience, and the audience interacts with the movie almost 90% consistently, whether it's laugh or be silent or whatever their emotion is, almost everybody is the same. And it's
no, I agree with you. I've done that, not being behind the screen, but in theaters when I was either movie or theater, especially like 3D. That's one of my favorite things to do, is just to turn around in a 3D movie, because
mm-hmm.
everybody's wearing those damn glasses. So that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it also, as you say,
in the middle of the stage, you know, they can't see you anyway at all. And so then, like, you're looking right at them. And anyway, it's just
Robert, is that true with all the new modern multiplexes? The screens have a lot of holes in them as well?
Well, they have to, because otherwise when
too
the heater or the air conditioning
No,
it's not that. What would happen is the air moves. You think about how big a theater is, the air moves and the screen would move and go out of focus.
Okay. Well, that
makes
sense.
Reason.
Okay.
But,
all right. I know enough theater owners that maybe I can do that, and I'll report back. So did you hear the opening about the fact, are you going to go see Star Wars?
Well, that's another trivial comment I have. I've thought about that quite a bit, how people are kind of interested in, or in some cases. Anyway, my theory is that movies are like the new religion. It's like, how can people be so enamored with the Star Wars plot? Okay, that's deeper. But then some things like Harry Potter and different movies, it's amazing how much time and energy is spent, you know, watching movies and being enamored with movies, but yet church populations are declining.
Well, if we listen to Karl Marx, who says that religion is the opium of the people, then you could certainly argue that movies are an opium as well. And it's interesting, because people have said to me, as a psychologist, why are you talking about movies on your program? And I said, my response has always been, look, I was not the first psychologist, but I was the first one that didn't have satellites. So I was the first one in Boston, and I'm now the last one standing. And people already view, first of all, psychology a bit askance, women a bit askance, and intellectuals a bit askance. And people don't really read books very much. So sort of saying, look, if you go to read this book, and I do it occasionally, but it occurred to me very early on in my career that most people went to movies. People watch television as well, but I don't watch television, so I can't really talk about television. But I've always loved movies. So movies became the kind of coin of the realm when I would talk about why you don't take your child into bed with you, I would say, go see The Good Mother with Diane Keaton and Liam Neeson and see why you don't take your kid into bed with you. And because that way it didn't feel like I was pulling rank or saying I'm smarter than you are, because everybody can go see a movie. They're affordable, they're popular entertainment, they're worldwide entertainment, they're not necessarily intellectual one way or the other, and they were an easy way to make a point. So, and I would argue that it's, and they're also a distraction, as you point out. One of the things I'm going to say when I review Star Wars is that there's the part of me, independent of the movie, that really regrets the timing, that at the time, at Christmas time, which is the time of year, the winter solstice, where as human beings we say, all right, like, we have to hang together so that we can survive, and that armies put down their weapons at Christmas time, and at least a tiny attempt to say, you know, we're all in this together. That why would you release a movie that is not only about war, but intergalactic war, and is bloody and is violent? And, you know, I don't regret, you know, I'm not arguing that the movie should or shouldn't be released, but does it have to be released this time of year? And, of course, the reason that they release it this time of year is because they can make a lot of money this time of year, because kids are out of school and families are looking for things to do together, and I think it's PG-13. Yep. But there's a part of me that rails against the idea of a war movie, even though it's science fiction in theory, that's released at Christmas time. So, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But I don't know if you heard at the beginning that Star Wars has sold more tickets than any movie in history during its entire run, and it doesn't open for another couple of hours today. So it's already, it's already made more money than any movie, or sold more tickets. It was an expensive movie to make, but it will make the most movie. It will be the most profitable movie of all time. And as I said, they're talking about $5 billion in merchandise alone. So.
Right. And the other aspect of my little personal theory about replacing religion is the fascination, the search that people have for extraterrestrials and life somewhere else.
Well, and I will tell you, one of the things in this movie is that there is a godlike figure in it. I won't tell you anything more than that. But and I think in a lot of science fiction, there is, I mean, we were talking about the Wizard of Oz, or, you know, what's behind the curtain? Who's really there? Robert, listen, thank you. I'm going to go and see if I can't let me watch the people who are watching the movie.
Okay, yes, good. Bye.
Thank you, sir. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We're back.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Honest, I have not turned this program into a complete statement about movies, but this just seemed like, I mean, when I saw that news release that it had sold more tickets 12 hours before it opens than any movie that had ever, for its entire theatrical run. All right. So I thought what I'd do here is I decided, first, that as many of you know, I vote on a national board for movies, so I thought I'd tell you what the nominees are for my group. We've also put up on Facebook your nominees for best movies of the year. And I think I put mine up. I sent them off to Shane yesterday, so they'll probably be up today or tomorrow. I wanted to give you guys a head list. You don't have to nominate 10. I think I did put up 10. Because, and that's, as you know, what the Oscars are doing now, which I think is a mistake. I think that five made much more sense. Okay, my group, the Critics' Choice, Best Picture, The Big Short is on my list as well. I thought it was terrific. You know, I looked at my list today, or I looked at it, I guess, yesterday, and I thought, you know, my list is a little different from other people's because almost all the movies on it are about something, as opposed to Robert's notion that somehow we've substituted movies for religion. I think we've certainly substituted movies for entertainment and for distraction, but almost all the movies that I nominated were about something. They were well-made, they were entertaining, they were well-acted, but they were about something, including The Big Short, which I thought was terrific. It has gotten kind of mixed reviews. It's about the subprime mortgages, but they explain, it's a very complicated subject, and they do, I thought, a fantastic job. Bridge of Spies, I mean, I thought Mark Rylance was terrific in it. Tom Hanks, I think, walked through it. But it is about something as well. Brooklyn, I thought, is not on my top 10 list. I think it's a very sweet little movie about a homesick Irish girl and about the Irish experience. And when I saw it, I thought, this is a lovely little movie that won't make 25 cents, which I could be wrong on it. It may make more money than I think. It's lovely. It's just not one of my top 10. Carol is a Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara about lesbians who didn't necessarily know they were lesbians. And it was okay. I didn't think it was a terrific movie. Mad Max, Fury Road. I'm not sure why everybody liked this. And I actually talked with a friend who put this on his best 10 list. And his explanation was pretty interesting. He said it's one of the few movies that's just big. Now, he hadn't seen Star Wars yet, because Star Wars is not going to be on anybody's top 10 list, I guarantee you. It's just not that kind of movie. But Mad Max was... it was epic, and it was not special effects. It was real situations. And it also, I think, was consistent with one of the other things that's going on this year, which is a lot of the movies have female protagonists. Carol does, Brooklyn does, Charlize Theron in Mad Max. The Martian is on my list as well as the Critics' Choice list. That was a terrific movie. The Revenant, I thought The Last Hour was terrific. A lot of people are putting Leonardo DiCaprio on their best actor list. I thought it was just too damn long. The first 2 hours just drag by. The Last Hour is good. Room, it's a little movie. I'm a little claustrophobic to like that movie a lot, but I thought the performances were great. Sicario, I thought, was a terrific movie that was about something and was very well shot. And Spotlight, which most people think is going to be the best movie of the year. And I certainly would have no objection to that. That's about the Boston Globe team that really didn't uncover, but pursued the notion of the pedophile priests in Boston. It turns out, which you'll find out in the movie, that the Globe had already had the story 5 years before and just didn't pursue it. So let me just run down those for you again. Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Carol, Mad Max, The Martian, Revenant, Room, Sicario, and Spotlight. I have about half of those are on my list, and you can look at my list later. Best Actor, Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, Matt Damon in The Martian, Johnny Depp in Black Mass, Leo DiCaprio in Revenant, Michael Fassbender in Steve Jobs, Eddie Redmayne in Danish Girl. They're all terrific performances. I think it's probably going to be between... I think Eddie Redmayne would probably get my vote just because I thought it was an extraordinary performance. Michael Fassbender, I actually put Steve Jobs on my 10 best list just because I think that Steve Jobs is truly one of the giants of the 21st century, and I thought it was a terrific performance. So, interesting category. Best Actress, Cate Blanchett in Carol, Brie Larson in Room, Jennifer Lawrence in Joy, Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn, Charlize Theron, Mad Max, Fury Road. This one's really a crapshoot. I'd give it to Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years. I also put 45 Years on my best list, which I think most people won't see. This one, I don't know. I can't understand the Jennifer Lawrence. I think Jennifer Lawrence is terrific in Mockingjay, but I thought she was mediocre in Joy. I thought Joy, lamentably, because we like the name, was a mediocre movie. Supporting actor, Paul Dano in Love and Mercy, Tom Hardy in The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight, Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies, Michael Shannon, 99 Homes, Sylvester Stallone in Creed. Interesting category. I also put 99 Homes on my 10 best list because, again, it's about something. All of these were great. Mike Rylance was the reason to see Bridge of Spies. Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight is terrific, but it's more an ensemble piece. Tom Hardy, this is, I mean, he's not only in The Revenant, he plays both parts in Legend of the Kray Brothers. Paul Dano, I think he's great in a movie about Brian Wilson, about the Beach Boys. My guess, Michael Shannon is terrific in 90 Homes. My guess is it's probably going to be between Michael Shannon and Sylvester Stallone in Creed, just because Sylvester Stallone, it turns out to be, you know, a character actor, which is kind of interesting. I think that's probably the emotional choice. Supporting actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh in Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara in Carol, Rachel McAdams in Spotlight, Helen Mirren in Trumbo, Alicia Vikander in Danish Girl, and Kate Winslet in Steve Jobs. Helen Mirren has got the flashiest part in this. Jennifer Jason Leigh, I didn't like Hateful Eight at all, so it's, I don't know, this one. I thought Alicia Vikander she really is, in some ways, the Danish Girl is much more about her than it is about Eddie Redmayne. And for me, one of the reasons I like the Danish Girl is it's not only about transgenderism, but for me it was a larger issue, which is what happens when you marry somebody under one set of circumstances and one set of assumptions, and then they change. And you still love them, but they're not the person you thought they were. And as a psychologist, that to me is a fascinating kind of ongoing issue. Director for Carol, Revenant, Spotlight, Mad Max, Martian, Bridge of Spies, who knows? In some ways, you know, it's probably going to be between George Miller and Ridley Scott, just because George Miller, Mad Max is just such an epic picture, and Ridley Scott recreating the Mars landscape. It's going to be an interesting year, because most years there's an obvious front runner, and this year there's not in any of the acting categories, in any of the best movie categories. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens on these. And my group is the best, believe it or not, has the highest percentage of overlap with Oscars. So we'll see what happens on them. But also we do some weird stuff, so we'll see what happens. All right, 855-993-7569. And I promise this is not going to be only a movie day. I just thought, given the fact that you are now living in the history of a day in history that will be remarked for the ticket sales on Star Wars. And if you've already seen it, you're probably in the press. You certainly can call up and give your own review if you want to at some point about whether or not you liked it. I'll tell you what, we've got a couple of phone calls. I was going to actually sort of get all the movies taken care of exactly in this moment and then move on to other stuff, but we've got a couple of phone calls, so we'll probably wait and review Star Wars a little bit later. All right, 855-993-7569. Natalie? Jake, is Natalie there or not there?
She's here. We just put her on. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. How may I help you?
Well, my daughter's boyfriend has admitted to her that he looks at porn about every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told her this, she got really upset. And he told her, well, I will just do anything to, you know, to rectify this with you. And he said, and she said, well, fine, we're going to go and talk to your parents about it.
Whoa.
And
how old is your daughter?
She's 21.
Okay, and how old is the boyfriend?
23.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll come back.
Okay.
Talk to his parents about it. What are they going to do? Send him to his room till he's 40? All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it in just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Natalie. Natalie, how long have your daughter and her boyfriend been together?
About a year.
Okay. And when did? How did the discussion about pornography come up?
I guess he was feeling a little guilty and he admitted it to her, and then when she told him, I want us to go in front of your parents and talk about it, he did, And they went and had a, like a, an hour long conversation and, about it. So,
what was her impulse? Do you have any idea? How long ago did this conversation happen in front of the parents?
Gosh, it might have been a couple, just very recently. Very recently.
I don't understand what her motive was other than to shame him.
I think that it was more like she wanted an intervention.
Well, all right, wait a minute. Let's start. Take a deep breath and tell me what your question is about this, and then we'll start.
Well, my question is, she's very serious about this boy,
mm-hmm.
and they are, talk about, getting married and mm-hmm. such, and I just wanted to find out, would this be a red flag? Would this be a deal breaker?
Okay. All right. First of all, men and women look at pornography completely differently. Men have been looking at dirty pictures and pleasuring themselves since they've probably been like 10 years old, if not before then, because boys' sexual apparatus is on the outside, and so they discover it pretty early on and think, oh, wow, this is kind of interesting. With women, we take our men looking at pornography, we take it very personally. If somehow he likes the perfect woman, the airbrushed woman, the Playboy centerfold better than us. And men will tell you it has nothing to do with that. So I think that I'm one of those people, look, I'm not any happier about pornography than most women, but I think making a big deal of it is a mistake. What you need to do is look at the context. If she's feeling that they don't, do you know if they're sexual, if they're having sex?
They are not. They are not.
Okay. Is your daughter has she ever had sex that you know of?
I think she has.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Do you know why they decided not to have sex with each other? Was that his decision or her decision?
Both of them.
Okay.
They want to wait till they're married.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look at it. Let's look at it in three different ways. And let's look at pornography in general. Let's look at couples who decide to wait till they get married. And then let's look at couples who are having sex. Okay? All right.
Uh-huh.
As I said, if we look at the general context, I think that men and women just look at it completely differently. And what pornography is to men is romance stories and Brad Pitt and Chris Hemsworth are to women. We look at sexy movie stars, we read romance novels, and that's our way of dealing with our sexuality and still being one sense removed from it. And granted, pornography is a little more literally hands-on, all right? But I think they're a similar kind of phenomenon. And the other way that it gets dangerous is if men confuse internet porn or Playboy or whatever with real women, because it has nothing to do with that any more than if we confuse romance heroes with real men. That's dangerous. But short of that, it's fantasy. It's not reality. Okay, then we move to what happens if people are not having sex. And certainly one of the reasons that young men and young women use romance novels or movies or porn is because they are sexual, and in our society we delay gratification quite often for a very long time, and especially in this particular case you're talking about basically young adults. They're not kids anymore who are saying, for whatever reason, we don't want to have sex, but we still are sexual beings, we have sexual impulses, so how do we deal with that? And certainly for boys and young men, the tradition has been better self-abuse than other abuse. Rather than telling some woman who's drunk that you love her so you can have sex with her, go home and look at porn. Okay? So I would argue that if nobody's having sex, that romance novels, masturbation, pornography, it's a way of dealing with your sexuality without involving somebody else in a hurtful way. Then we move on to the really crucial area of what happens when the two of them are married and being sexual. And if I were your daughter, rather than sort of hauling him in front of his parents, who are, what are they going to do, spank his hands or something? I mean, that makes no sense. They're grown-ups. Is to say to him, here's the deal. Once we're married and once we're sexual with each other, I'd like you to not have to not use pornography, with the idea being that when you want to have sex, when you're feeling that whatever impulse moves you to pornography, that you come and talk with me about it. Now, pornography is sometimes useful in a marriage on two different levels. Three different levels, I guess. One is if one person wants a lot more sex than the other person wants. And pornography is a perfectly good way of kind of negotiating that difference in sexual needs, because one person can just fill in the blanks as opposed to thinking about having an affair or being resentful or imposing themselves on their partner. Because in a perfect world, everybody would be equally matched for their sexuality, for their sexual impulse, and for their sexual frequency. It's not a perfect world. And so in that particular case, what you want is your sex life to be indicative of affection and mutual pleasure. And if pornography takes up some of the slack, so be it on either side, number one. Number two, if pornography is used in lieu of a good sex life, then it becomes a problem. And the way to deal with that is usually to say, when you're feeling, you know, that maybe I need to be more sexual toward you, so that we have a better sex life and you're not using pornography and feeling like you can't impose your sexuality on me. The third is when for some reason or another the other is out of town or indisposed or whatever. So I think the two of them need to have a better discussion about what pornography means to both of them. But given the fact that she's not being sexual with him right now, which I think is perfectly fine, but to understand that he's a 23-year-old man who's sexual and probably been using pornography as a fill-in-the-blank since he's been 10 or 11 or 12 years old. And the issue is not, is he using pornography in lieu of having a sex life with her, where she doesn't want to have a sex life with him right now? What happens when both of them want to have a sex life? And that's what they need to focus on, not when either or both of them doesn't.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. That makes perfect sense. So okay. I think what you're telling me is this isn't a deal breaker, like if she found out he was financially irresponsible or something like that.
Or had a prison record or a drug problem or had fathered other children without telling her about it or was having affairs. And presumably she's much more comfortable about him having, you know, fantasy, masturbating essentially with porn than she is with him being with another woman. I'll tell you what, if you have any other questions, I'll leave you on hold, and you'll have the podcast, or you can have them call me, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dr. Joy. Bye.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.